As Congress debates whether or not to bail out the Detroit automakers, this question remains. Does Detroit have what it takes to create a new kind of car for the 21st century? In California's Silicon Valley, a small startup company called Tesla Motors has already done it. They've built an all-electric sports car that travels long distances on a single charge. Here's the catch. It costs more than $100,000, but cheaper models are on Tesla's drawing board. Like Ford, GM, and Chrysler, though, Tesla faces economic challenges and an uncertain future. Tonight, in the first of two stories, NPR's John McChesney explains why reinventing the car isn't so easy.
In an upscale showroom in Menlo Park, California, a low-slung, sleek black sports car crouches on the floor. Manager Jeremy Cleland shows off some of the car's features.
This here is a 2008 Tesla Roadster. Now, this car here is 100% electric. Operates off of a lithium-ion battery pack that has 6,831 individual commodity cells. We get 244 miles per charge with this vehicle.
Cleland calls them commodity batteries because they're just like the ones you find in laptops. That kind of battery made this car possible. The Roadster was largely the brainchild of Martin Eberhardt, who developed the first electronic book reader back in the 1990s.
Remember that 5 years ago when we started Tesla Motors, there was two things that everybody in the world knew about electric cars. One was that they sucked, and the other was that they were dead.
They were dead because California, under pressure from Detroit, had dropped the electric car from its zero emissions mandate, and the Big Three immediately shut down their EV operations. GM even recalled and crushed all of its EV1s. At about the same time, Eberhardt had decided that electricity, rather than hydrogen, was the propulsion fuel of the future. He and his co-founders decided to target a niche not occupied by Detroit.
And create a new segment of high-performance sports cars for the people that love them, but also for people who actually care about oil consumption and care about their footprint on the earth. And with that, if we succeed with that, we build a brand that allows us to move into other segments of the market.
With a carbon fiber skin made in France, and an aluminum frame made by Lotus in England, and 1,000 pounds of batteries made in Asia, the Tesla Roadster was born after a very difficult labor period.
Is that brake line clear right there on that side?
Today, the shells are flown in across the Atlantic, and the powertrains are installed here.
Made by hand.
Exactly.
No assembly line for the Tesla yet. Three workers roll around under a car, lifting the 1,000-pound battery pack into place. After the batteries comes the drivetrain, an electric motor attached to the transmission. The remarkably small, gleaming motors are lined up here on a bench. They're about the size of a big watermelon. Elon Musk is CEO of Tesla.
Tesla designed motor is the highest power-to-weight motor and highest efficiency motor in the world for this application. Our motor is capable of putting out 300 horsepower, but if you were to look at an industrial 300 horsepower motor, it's the size of a small refrigerator.
So, of course, we had to go for a ride to see what this $110,000 machine could do. We were accompanied by Rachel Conrad, a publicist for the company. A few beeps tell you the car is on, otherwise you wouldn't know, it's so quiet. And Rachel Conrad has a lead foot.
Put it in drive. It's a single-speed transmission. And unlike a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or some vehicle where you really need a lot of driving skill in order to get to peak performance, we like to say 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds, and even your grandma can drive 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds because it's just...
That's pretty amazing.
Like a slingshot, and just as quiet. No exhaust blast, just a gutsy whine when you floor it. Tesla has delivered just 70 Roadsters and hopes to produce 1,500 next year and then begin producing a lower-priced sedan in 2011. But the company is struggling, and it's had to lay off workers recently. Dan Neal writes about the automotive industry for the Los Angeles Times.
I think Tesla has dramatically changed the mental landscape of the electric car. And it was a fascinating proposal, an electric sports car. Use the sex and glamour and cachet of sports cars to push this technology forward and then generalize it with a family sedan.
But Neal is skeptical that the company will be able to deliver on its dream.
I think that it's a very close call whether they will achieve even half of what they've claimed they will achieve.
Tomorrow, we'll look at another Silicon Valley startup that's planning an infrastructure for electric cars. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.